Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. And this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for November the 1st, 2025. One of my very favorite months, November. I don't know. Part of it might be a little sentimental to me. I'm not really quite sure about that. I have a lot of loving feelings about Thanksgiving and the whole idea of being grateful. And that's a very big deal to Gregory. Believe me, it is. Just to give thanks for everything. I have an interesting email from a man named Saul. And he doesn't tell me where he lives. He said, looking at your website, your way seems difficult and expensive with no guarantee. Why would I even consider joining your group? Well, Saul, you shouldn't. You really shouldn't. You're the kind of person I'm not interested in helping because I can't help you. There would be nothing I could say to help you. To be in the group that I conduct, you have to have some great measure of forgiveness and mercy. You have to be a generous person, and you don't sound generous in your email regarding me and putting me in the category of a charlatan or a cult leader. And this is all garbage, and I'm not interested in that kind of person. There's nothing I can do for you. But it is a very good question. Because most people don't have any ilk to go to their soul. They just don't have it. And if you think about, Saul, all the things you've spent your money on, and I don't know what those things would be because I don't know you, I would think that you are a part of commerce, not a part of compassion. And if you're not a part of compassion, you would not be interested in any kind of donation or any kind of support that would allow an organization such as mine to thrive and to grow just to survive. Because in this world, that kind of thing is not done. It's never heard of. It's not something that's important. The only thing that is important is self-service and selfishness. No, To be in this, your donations go to hospice, helping me go to hospice. It goes to my BATMO project with the children, helping them understand the nature of what it means to have an authentic life, a life worth living, as it were, as I did in a very important series on Socrates. If you look at the website, you'll find it there, A Life Worth Living. So this does not really pertain to you. It's not your time yet to be with us. It's not your time to be with a group like us. You're looking for guarantees. And I'll never forget one of my students, female, who was talking about her boyfriend, and she wanted guarantees that he would take care of her and never leave her, and that she could do basically whatever she wanted. And that would be enough for her to live her life. And she wanted guarantees from this guy. And of course, he couldn't give it to her and wouldn't, and nor would anyone. So she sat there lonely, afraid, and bitter and unhappy. And there is nothing I can do for her or anyone else like that. You see, you want guarantees, you want absolutes, but you're the absolute and you're the guarantee, not me. If you apply what I am trying to offer to you, both on the website, in my TV programs, in all the things I do, my commentaries, my journals, if you can apply yourself to it, then you find you become your own guarantee. The guarantee is based on your devotion towards the manner of the way, not what I am teaching. What I am teaching is really very, very simple, very serious and very simple. But that's not the way most people operate. Obviously, that's not the way you operate. You must be a very insecure person. And in that insecurity, you have come to some place where you don't trust anything. And it has to probably appeal to your logic and reasoning, your ego, all that other great stuff that most people have. And you see, in my work, in the work that I offer, that is surrendered. You don't live from the hyperboles of your logic and reasoning and the whole idea of what you believe in and what you think is right, your moral issues. No, this goes deeper into love, true love, a meaningful love. And that can't be done through the ideals of common thinking, pedestrian mentality. It just doesn't work. So you and I have a mutual disagreement. Okay, we do. You want guarantees. You don't want to pay anything. You don't want to give anything. You don't want to do anything further than maybe what your logic and reasoning tell you to do. And this is the pedestrian mentality, and this is why the world is the way it is. We need people who are going to go beyond that. I am one of those people. I will give you far more than you could ever donate. Far more. But you'll never see that. You could never see that because of the way your mind is proportioned towards your fears, your human heart. The thing in my work is that you have to give up the human heart, that dark place inside where you feel like you are owed a certain lifestyle or you're owed a certain amount of respect because of something you believe that you are. Your idealism exceeds your abilities to live in a compassionate way in the form of consciousness. You're stuck. And that's where most people are. They're in that stuck. They have ideals that are greater than their willingness to make effort towards love. In the work that I offer, yes, it is difficult for people. And most of them, you know, they blow it off or they can't do it or they refuse to do it, I should really say, because it interrupts their, I'm going to be very frank with you, their selfishness and their evil. And people love vengeance and they are full of pride. And with pride and vengeance, which is our evil, we live our life. And this is where all of the ugliness of living arises. I and you and everyone else on this planet are as much responsible for what goes on here in the wars and the rumors of wars and all of the ugliness that goes on here as anyone else. My effort with my students, my effort with myself is not to be a part of that. And once you realize you are a part of something that you maybe idealistically don't care for, or you were drafted into this collective unconscious that most people don't even know exists, well, once you realize that and you say to yourself like you do, you know, there's no guarantee. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I want to do it. I don't know if I believe in doing it. All of that other crud. As long as you live in that kind of demeanor, you're never going to be a part of the answer. All you will be doing is bitching about the way the world is and not doing anything about yourself, which is the makeup of the world. You have to want love. A love that is greater than your emotions, greater than what you thought other people have given you, including your parents. You must want love more than wanting what you think is love. And that, my friend, is not something that most people would ever consider doing or ever consider thinking about. So, yeah, you belong where you belong. You are where you are, and stay there. Stay there until it chokes you to death inside and you come to some place within you where you realize I can't do this anymore. And then you will be a student of someone like myself. Won't be me, but it'll be someone like yourself, myself. And that'll cure you off the wild turkey. Saul, thank you for your question, and I wish you well. And we'll be back on the air tomorrow. Please forgive me. Namaste.